Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Some amazing things have happened in America. The tide is turning. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Holly, there's so much that has happened in the last couple of weeks. It's hard to put it all in perspective. We recently had some time at Liberty Counsel to give thanks to God for what has happened, particularly at the Supreme Court and some of the other developments, and to also be prepared for what's ahead.
Absolutely. I mean, it started, I guess, with the NIFLA decision with the Supreme Court. You know, we are very much for the sanctity of life and protecting these babies and protecting these women. And when they voted in favor of these pregnancy centers, which are pro-life, not to have to advertise for abortion, you know, that was a huge beginning.
Yeah, Matt, and it even began a week or so before with the Masterpiece Cake Shop case, where Jack Phillips ultimately won at the U.S. Supreme Court in a 5-4 decision regarding religious freedom. Then the big week came, the last week of June, and you had the NIFLA case out of California with the crisis pregnancy centers. You had the other case with regards to free speech, and then you had the announcement of Justice Anthony Kennedy retiring.
Yeah, it almost felt like we had done an about face when the Masterpiece Cake Shop holding came down. But then, as you mentioned, with Justice Kennedy's announcement, with a NIFLA decision, with the decision on unions, with a number of really pro-Constitution, pro-First Amendment Supreme Court rulings coming down, it became clear that we were experiencing as a nation a seismic shift, and it cannot be understated.
The first Monday of June, Anita and I were in the Supreme Court, and that's when the Masterpiece Cake Shop case came down. Big decision, handing a victory to Jack Phillips and others on religious freedom.
And don't forget, they also sent back Arlene's Flowers.
Yeah,
that
the
case.
Last Monday of
that's
June,
good.
They sent back to
Washington
State
Supreme
Court, the Arlene Flowers case with Barnell Stutzman, because of the ruling in the Masterpiece Cake
Shop.
Right,
so that's good news
for
her.
Two big victories with regards to the LGBT clash against religious freedom in 1 month.
Right, so that gives the Washington State Supreme Court an opportunity to reverse that decision and give her religious freedom as due right.
And then, Matt, on Tuesday, the last Tuesday of June, that's when the NIFLA case came out. That was a case that we were involved in. We have one of the cases that is at the Supreme Court involving three of our crisis pregnancy centers. And this was a huge victory. I can't underscore enough the victory for crisis pregnancy centers, number one. Number two, for free speech in general. And number three, a hidden nugget with regards to how this case will impact these so-called change council cases.
Oh, yeah.
In which these states and municipalities have attempted to ban any council to change or reduce unwanted same-sex sexual desires, behaviors, or identity.
And I'm surprised how the extremist LGBT so-called lobby, how they have either, they're either ignoring that because they don't want to draw attention to it, or they've just missed it altogether. Can you break that down a little bit?
Yeah, we'll talk about that in more detail because it just really takes a whole focus on that case. But on page 7 and after is when the Supreme Court ultimately issued a statement that it disagreed with these two federal courts of appeals that created a separate special category called professional speech and therefore upheld these change counsel. This is a huge case. We're going to go in more detail about that, but it's huge. So you had Masterpiece at the first Monday. You had Barnell Stutzman on the last Monday. On the last Tuesday, you had NIFLA with the free speech. But then you also have this huge implication for these sexual orientation change effort laws. Then on Wednesday, if it couldn't get any better, Justice Anthony Kennedy announced his retirement, and President Trump now has an opportunity to have a historic impact on the U.S. Supreme Court.
And that could change the trajectory of public policy in our culture and our laws in this nation and our freedoms for generations to come, for decades.
You know, we had just been speculating, I think, the previous week about possibly maybe Kennedy retiring, that, and all this had happened. We were planning a celebration, and then I saw the email come through, and I'm like, I just cheered, and I ran in. You guys were in a meeting. I said, Kennedy's retiring, and everyone just looked at each other.
Yeah.
No!
Yeah,
it was so exciting.
About 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you came by.
Yeah.
I wasn't watching the media sources at that time. I was in a meeting about finishing up.
I couldn't wait.
And you came by and had a happy look on your face.
And
it
you
was
said,
amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
You said no. You said no, Holly. And everyone's like, no way.
Yeah.
That was the reaction over at the DNC I heard from on a conference call was where people were literally screaming.
Yes.
No.
Yeah,
and expletives. And so they recognize. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And because, and we can go more in detail on all of these different things.
Sure.
So much more. But Kennedy has been the 5-4 vote, the swing vote on huge cases, abortion. In 1992, he was the swing vote. We'll explain that more on another program, but it's because of him that we still have abortion in this country from 1992 to the present. And then, of course, he was the 5th vote and wrote the opinion on the infamous same-sex marriage case in June of 2015.
The illegitimate Obergefell decision.
Yeah, the Obergefell decision. So Kennedy went the right way on some things and horribly wrong on other things. All of it is based upon not having a solid, foundational, originalist approach to the Constitution. And that alone will ultimately fundamentally change the U.S. Supreme Court. Like Justice Gorsuch, he does have an originalist commitment, looking at the original text and meaning of the Constitution. And that's all we ask for, is a judge or justice to just interpret the Constitution or the text that they have before them.
That would be doing their job correctly, right?
Right. Just be, as Chief Justice John Roberts said during his confirmation hearings, be an umpire.
Right.
Just call the balls and strikes as they come across the plate. Don't try
legislate.
To throw the game.
Right. Don't put your own
Don't try to tilt
that.
The game toward your favorite team. Mm-hmm. Just call the balls and strikes. Call the outs. Call it fairly. And that's all we ask the judges to do.
Because you have to look at what has happened. There's a lot of blood of children on those hands that have made those decisions and on this country. There's a lot of sin hanging around because of what we've distorted marriage, the way God created it. We've distorted it into this unhealthy, sinful way. So we have to correct that.
We do. And you think about how many babies, 3,000 a day, as much as the number of people that were killed during 9/11 on that day, every day takes place. Brutal, horrible ending of their lives. They didn't do anything. They didn't commit a crime, and they're horribly torn apart, ripped apart.
They didn't get a choice.
They didn't get a choice. They didn't get an opportunity. And all of that is because of this judicially active Supreme Court, going back to 1973 with abortion and then again reaffirm it in 1992.
The Heritage Foundation defines judicial activism, says it occurs when judges write subjective policy preferences into the law rather than apply the law impartially according to its original meaning. That's all we're asking for, are people who are going to do their job, not legislate from the bench and usurp the job of lawmakers and just call the balls and strikes, as you mentioned, Matt.
Yeah, if you want to be a policymaker, then you have to run for elected office at your state, local, or national level. That's the place to be a policymaker. It's not the place of a judge to be a policymaker. That's a person who implements or interprets the laws that the legislature or the people in the sense of a constitution have provided to them. If the legislators want to change the law or if the people want to change the constitution, that's their prerogative then, but it's not the prerogative of a judge. We are entering, my friends, into an amazing time. This is a turning point. You know, there's been so much negative out there. There's so much opposition. I can tell you what, it's going to even get worse because with the future of the U.S. Supreme Court hanging in the balance and life and family and liberty all hanging in the balance, the battle is going to get even more intense.
So we
Stay
must
with
pray.
Us.
Yeah, yes, pray.
Pray with us and for us. Pray for our country. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Sign up for our communication. Stay with us. Stay informed. Stay in touch. You can do that on the website, lc.org, at the bottom of the page. Again, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.